If Miles is doubtful, did he do anything today?
Yeah, I think he did some things today. Yeah, he did.
When Jamie's not in the game, you know, what do you lose there? What's not with you in any game?
We lose one of our better players. I mean, one of our good players on our team. You know, and we just gotta step up. Gotta put some guys out there. James Burgess, obviously, will have a chance to go in there and play more. And you gotta step up and make more plays.
Can you tell us anything more about what Miles was able to do?
No, I cannot.
So he wasn't playing with us yesterday when he ran over to the stop.
He was not. No, he wasn't. He's getting closer, as I said. So we'll see where he is.
Are you concerned playing him Sunday could be rushing things, and or would you want to be cautious with him or what?
No, I think we'll be cautious with him. I think we'll make the best decision here very shortly after we know more, see more, and go from there.
Will Kevin Hogan be your backup quarterback?
Yes.
As you go through the week, last week I think you said that Cody will have his day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Cody will have his day if Kevin's going to continue to be your
player? Yeah, what I mean by that is eventually, you know, at some point in time, as these game plans start to change, you know, over time and through practice and those things, that's what I mean by Cody will have his time to have an opportunity to be the backup. I like both our guys that are back there, and they've both done a good job. Kevin came in the game, obviously, last week and led us to 10 points. I mean, that was huge. But at the same time, you know, I think those guys have both earned the right to be the backup quarterback on this football team.
What one thing might concern you the most about the Colts, offensively and?
Well, I just think just as a team, you know, they're a hungry team just like we are. They're at home, you know, they're 0-2 and trying to get a victory, and we're 0-2 and we're trying to get a victory too. I mean, they have a quarterback who can run around, make plays with his arm and his legs. Is have very talented players on both sides of the ball. So I think any team that is like that, any team can be dangerous. So who can put the best game together for those particular 3 hours is a team that's going to win the game.
Yeah. On Monday you said there's a different feeling around mm-hmm. the building than last year.
Mm-hmm.
What would a win do to even
Oh, my God. It'd be outstanding. I mean, we need to win. I mean, our guys have worked extremely hard, and that's something I talked to them about. Obviously, like I said, we played at two of the better teams in our division, 1-2 in Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and we get it. You know, we're not there yet, but that's where we want to be. And so we competed, didn't compete good enough to win. We got an opportunity to go out and play better this week and try to get a victory, and it would boost everybody's morale, the organization, our players, everybody, because that's what we want to get to as fast as we can, which is winning.
What do you like about James Burgess with him now? Looks like he's going to step in for Jamie. What do you like about him?
Well, I think he's made plays. You know, he has a sack. He's made tackles. You know, he's got his hands on balls. So he knows how to play within our system, and we trust him. You know, he's accountable and does the things we ask him to do. So I think he'll go make plays if given the opportunity.
This is a question I've been waiting for Colts week, but Malik Hooker. You know, Michael Silver did his big draft recap story with you. He said if you guys hadn't traded down from 12, that Hooker's the guy you wanted in that.
You just said it. Mike Silver said that. I feel very.
This guy's a chance to be Ed Reed.
Oh, I do think he has a chance to be a good player. I'm not going back off of that. I do believe that. But I like the safeties we have right now. You know, we drafted a guy in the first round that I'm really impressed with, playing really good for our football team. And I'm sure Malik's going to have a great career there in Indy. You know, he is a fine football player. But that draft is so long ago now. I'm very comfortable with who we have on our team.
When you throw out the Ed Reed comparison, I mean,
he's a good player.
It's huge. Right?
Oh, no, he's a good player. He made a pick last week and took off running down the sideline. I've seen that before. So he's very talented. He's a very talented football player, no doubt about it.
So with a ball hawk like that.
We have one. And he returns kicks for us, and when he intercepts balls and has the potential to run them back, no different. The guy we have back there is a ball hawk too. He goes and gets the football, and he tackles. So I'm very comfortable with the guy that's on our team playing safety for the Cleveland Browns.
I totally get that, but I'm
not going to. Then I don't need to talk about Malik anymore. I'm not going to talk about a guy that's not on our football team. I'm not going to make a comparison about something that Mike Silver said. I don't think that does anybody any good. I mean, it is what it is.
Deshaun Kizer.
No. Okay. Good. I wanted to make sure we put the other one to bed. Okay. Let's. What about Deshaun? Oh yeah. I want to go eat.
I wanted to ask, when you have a ball hawk like that, mm-hmm. do you give Deshaun any little extra message or, hey, this is a guy you always have to be alert on?
Well, I think you have to be aware of where he is, you know, because those kind of guys, they can't. They just come out of nowhere sometime, and they're able to get their hands on the ball. And as you just mentioned, those guys know how to make special plays when the ball gets in their hands. So, yeah, we'll be aware of where he is at all times, no doubt. That it?
Jordan Leslie with Coach Doubtful. Is Jordan Leslie
going to
get the
we'll see. We haven't determined that yet. We'll see where it goes. But we're going to put somebody out there that can help us win.